Welcome to the Europe à la carte podcast on the 11th of November 2010. I'm Karen Bryan, founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you find European travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'd like to tell you a little about my recent trip to the Danish capital of Copenhagen. This was my first trip to Denmark. I went to Copenhagen primarily to speak at a travel bloggers event, TBEX Europe. I did have a little time to do some sightseeing, not nearly enough. I got good vibes about the city as soon as I arrived at the airport. I went to the information desk to get some maps and leaflets and directions to my hotel and the various venues. There's an excellent rail link between Copenhagen Airport and the city centre, which runs every 15 minutes, 24 hours a day, and the journey takes around 1/4 hour from the airport into the city centre. I'd been advised just to walk to my hotel, the Copenhagen Island Hotel, from Central Station. Part of the way there, I got a bit confused about which side of the road I should be on, so I got my map out, and within a few seconds, a Danish guy, a cyclist, had gotten off his bike, walked over, and asked me in English if he could help, which I thought was really welcoming. I have read various surveys which suggest that the Danes are the happiest people in Europe, or maybe even the world, and this did come over during my trip, because all the Danish people I came across were ever so friendly and helpful and warm. You know, when you visit some places, you feel that the locals are quite happy to get money from tourists, but they really can't be bothered with them. Tourists are just a pain in the neck. It was the opposite there. Now, maybe it's because Copenhagen's not too overrun with tourists, or maybe it is just that the Danes are exceptionally friendly and helpful. So, my hotel, the Copenhagen Island Hotel, is a modern hotel which was designed by the Danish architect Kim Utzon, son of the architect who designed the Sydney Opera House. I was fortunate to get a room at the harbour side of the hotel with views over the waterfront. I had a balcony and I even managed to sit out there a couple of times, albeit wearing my jacket. The room was very comfortable, slightly on the small size, okay because I was just there on my own, but not great for two people. Very limited storage space, but it had a lovely bathroom. Let's say it was about a 20-minute walk from the city centre. I had a look on the hotel's website, and I know that Copenhagen does have a reputation as being very expensive. But for off-peak weekends, the hotel has deals. So if you book 2 nights, it costs just over £100 a night for a double room, not with the waterfront view, though, rooms at the front of the hotel with the city view, for about £100 a night for two, including breakfast, which is not too bad. So on my one day free for sightseeing, it was quite a sunny day, a bit on the cold side, so the first thing I did was have a canal cruise. I was able to stay outside at the front of the boat. Being Scottish, I was well prepared for cold weather, plastic trousers, jacket, woolly hat, gloves. So I did get quite a lot of good pictures and videos that I've uploaded to Flickr. And I'll be writing a post on the Europe à la carte blog soon. After my canal cruise, I walked up to King's Gardens, some beautiful autumn colours there, and visited Rosenborg Castle, where I saw the Danish crown jewels. Then I had a walk around the Botanic Gardens. Unfortunately, the Palm House was shut, and all too soon it was time to go to the airport and fly back to Edinburgh. But I would recommend Copenhagen for a city break, because a lot of interesting architecture, friendly people, most of it's walkable, but great public transport system. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this Europe à la carte podcast, well, I suppose they're almost the same, and you can subscribe in iTunes so that you don't miss any of our episodes with European travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. Thanks for listening.